Well, a little over 5 years ago, the National Dairy Board took a different direction in using dairy producer checkoff dollars to try to move more dairy products. Instead of using it directly on advertising, they formed partnerships. And according to Brad Scott, that really has reaped some benefits.
All of these partners have competitors, and they've all seen how successful their menu lines have been after partnering with us and including more dairy. So when we invest $1 for every $6 they invest, we also have an unseen investment out there as far as a return on investment of the competitors of these companies who now have the same menu lines that include dairy also, and we did not have to even do anything. So that's really great to have that following.
Well, even though dairy price is only projected to be in the upper 16 to low to mid $17 per hundredweight range in 2014, most economists do feel it still will be a fairly good year of returns for producers, especially with lower feed costs. And according to Robin Schmall, because of growing demand, he feels the outlook for dairy is pretty good.
I'll just say that I think the outlook is very bright for dairy. I think that with the demand growing, it may not be put us into a significantly profitable, you know, business, but I think the profit is going to be there because the demand is going to grow. And I think given it some time and in a few years down the road, I think it's going to be very, very good business to be in.
And not only the outlook for dairy is good because of export potential, but also corn. Even though we're talking about $4 to $4.50 a bushel this year, one big player looks to be buying more U.S. corn.
One country in particular, and of course that country's China. When you look, China does not like to buy corn. They like to be self-sufficient. But this year, even with a record corn crop domestically in that country, they're still importing a lot of corn from us. In fact, during the government shutdown, they were our biggest buyer.
Currently, China only imports about 5% of their total corn production. However, that number is expected to rise. Speaking of rising, we saw block cheese rise a penny and a half to 186 and one half cent per pound. Barrels up 2 1/4 to $1.77, while AA butter remained at 166 and one half cent per pound. Class 3 prices, November, no change at 1880, but December up 17 to 1842, January up 6 to 1755, and March up 4 to 1692. Board of Trade, lower prices. December corn off 6 1/4 at 418 and 1/4 of a cent. March down 6 1/2 to 424 and 1/4 of a cent. Beans for January, no change at 1328 and 3/4 of a cent. March down 2 3/4 at 1311 and 3/4 of a cent. While December wheat was off 6 at 646 and 1/4 of a cent per bushel. Locally, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 72 to as much as 92. Most of the slaughter cows, 52 to 71. Our replacement bull calves, $1 to 230. Heifer calves, 60 to 155. And colored beef calves, 175 to 325. Fed cattle steady. Choice beef steers and heifers, 112 to 125. Holstein steers, 98 to 109. Butcher hogs, 60 to 70, feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, 30 to 50, and the market lambs, 160 and down. And that is your lowdown on the agriculture front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.